Kipling's first achievement in The Jungle Book is to establish from its opening words a believable family of wolves, neither overly anthropomorphic nor too alien and wild. It was 7 o'clock of a very warm evening in the Seeonee Hills when Father Wolf woke up from his day's rest, scratched himself, yawned, and spread out his paws one after the other to get rid of the sleepy feeling in their tips. Mother Wolf lay with her big gray nose dropped across her 4 tumbling, squealing cubs, and the moon shone into the mouth of the cave where they all lived.
"Ugh," said Father Wolf.
"It is time to hunt again." When Kipling specifies how Father Wolf spreads out his paws, one after the other, to get rid of the sleepy feeling in their tips, he turns us all into wolves. Into this cozy domestic scene, a tiny stranger intrudes. Father Wolf identifies the visitor as a man's cub, separated from his terrified parents by the marauding tiger Shere Khan. Mother Wolf, meanwhile, is nursing her own cubs. How little, how naked, and how bold, she remarks. Her last observation coincides with the man-cub's efforts to muscle his way among the wolf-cubs and get some milk for himself. The baby was pushing his way between the cubs to get close to the warm hide, Kipling writes. "Ahai," says Mother Wolf. "He is taking his meal with the others." Now, was there ever a wolf that could boast of a man's cub among her children? This is meant as a rhetorical question, but Father Wolf answers it anyway. "I have heard now and again of such a thing," he says, "but never in our pack, or in my time." Most readers or viewers of the classic 1967 Disney adaptation are familiar with Mowgli's progress among his wolf brothers, his tutelage under the kindly bear Baloo as he learns the precepts of the law of the jungle, the teachings of more severe panther Bagheera, who was born in captivity and knows the ways of men, his ambiguous relations with the deadly snake Kaa, his fight to the death, hostility toward the tiger Shere Khan. These are all part of our mythology, as enduring as Huck Finn or Tarzan, that latter-day Mowgli. We come to accept Mowgli's wolf family as his real family, his primary allegiance. "I have obeyed the law of the jungle, and there is no wolf of ours from whose paws I have not pulled a thorn," Mowgli says. "Surely they are my brothers." We allow ourselves to be outraged later in the book when he is kidnapped by a band of monkeys, as though wolves are closer in nature to humans than monkeys are.